The Cloud That Couldn't Float. Welcome to Lauren's Story Tree. Today's story is about a tiny cloud with a colossal dream and a sky full of surprises. Ready to take flight? Let's begin. The Cloud That Couldn't Float. Way up in the sky, beyond where kites can fly, and even beyond the tallest balloons, lived a young cloud named Pico. Now, Pico wasn't like the other clouds. While the big, puffy clouds floated gracefully across the sky, forming shapes like dragons or ice cream cones, Pico just wobbled. He sank with a plop every time he tried to glide like the others. The elder clouds would whisper, "Poor Pico. Maybe he's just a fog with high hopes." But Pico didn't give up. He wanted to be a real sky cloud, so he asked the wind for help. "Try lifting with your heart, not just your fluff," whispered the breeze. He asked the sun for advice. "Shine from within," the sun beamed. "Even small clouds can hold rainbows." And he even asked the moon. The moon said nothing, smiled, and sprinkled a tiny glow onto Pico's fluff. That night, for the first time ever, Pico floated, just a little, but it was enough to make him sparkle. But the next day, plop, right back down. Still, Pico was determined. One morning, something strange happened. The sky grew heavy, and the big clouds rushed to block the sun. A mighty storm was coming, and the air buzzed with worry. The village below held a kite festival, and children laughed and played, not knowing the storm clouds were rolling in. The elder clouds tried to steer the storm away, but it was too strong. And then, quietly, gently, Pico rose. Not floating like the others, but drifting with purpose. He zipped through the air, dodging thunder rumbles and sneaking past lightning bolts until he found the sun hiding behind the storm. "Please," Pico whispered, "shine through me. I may be small, but I want to help." And with that, the sunlit Pico fluffed like golden cotton candy. He burst forward, glowing, and pushed through the storm. Just for a moment, but enough. A brilliant ray of sunlight streamed down to the village, and a rainbow arched across the sky. The storm paused, the clouds softened, and the children below cheered and pointed up. "That cloud saved the festival," someone cried. "Look, it's a hero cloud." From that day on, Pico floated proudly. Not because he was the biggest or fluffiest, but because he never gave up. And sometimes just before sunset, you can still spot a tiny glowing cloud tracing circles around a rainbow. That's Pico, reminding us all that even the smallest dreamers can shine the brightest. Thanks for soaring with us on Lauren's Story Tree. Remember, every cloud has its moment to shine, especially the ones who believe. Don't forget to hit that subscribe button for more magical stories every week. Until next time, dream big and float high.